Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, the ending of milk quotas is a hugely significant occasion in Irish agriculture. There will be opportunities ahead, there will be challenges, and there is the unknown. So what's in store for Donegal farmers, and indeed the whole agri-sector? My guest this evening is Lawrence McNamee, Chairman of the Donegal Dairy Committee. You're also a representative on the IFA's National Dairy Committee. Here we are at last, after 30 years, quotas gone, and this is an enormous change for Irish agriculture. There's various views about what's going to happen, but generally this is seen as a moment of huge opportunity.
Yeah, without a doubt, Chris. A lot of people have been looking forward to this day for some time. Approximately two-thirds of dairy farmers are set to expand their business. So I suppose for different dairy farmers, it'll mean different things, and some maybe won't change at all. But I think it's positive, and it's an exciting time to be a dairy farmer.
Now, just to give a little bit of the background, I mean, we've, I suppose, a whole generation has grown up with quotas, and the EU has evolved, and now we have a situation that it's going to be out there on the open market. How many years ago did this start coming down the tracks that we started to prepare and knew that quotas were going to come to an end?
The decision was made in 2008 that quotas would be abolished on April 15th. So there's been a lead-in since then. There has been slight incremental increases in quota, just 1% per year over the last few years, but it initially started in 2008.
Now, of course, when you have quotas, it does affect and distorts the market. And I was just looking at some figures there recently, and if we go back 30 years, of course, industries have developed and they've become more efficient, but I was looking and there were some 76,000 dairy farmers in Ireland 30 years ago. We're down to 17,500 today. One of those reasons is we've become a lot more efficient, but we're going into a period now that you can expand output and we should see more people getting involved in the sector and opportunities in particular, maybe for younger people to go into dairying.
Yeah, well, there definitely will be opportunities for the younger generation. I suppose there will be the people moving over from the beef sector and the suckler sector. I would say maybe not so much around here from the cereal. It would probably be a little bit more expensive to make the transition from cereal farming to dairy farming. But yeah, there's no doubt that there will be new blood brought in with this change.
So, dairy farmers in Donegal, you know, how much have you been planning together, like through the IFA and the other farming organisations, there's Chagas, I mean, how much thought has been going into the last couple of years as to just how we are going to make these changes?
Yeah, well, I suppose in Donegal, maybe we were fortunate, we had a little bit more access to quota for the last number of years than in other parts of the country. So, a number of people who chose to expand in the last few years, have purchased quota and are well on their way. But possibly land will become a restricting factor, maybe sooner rather than later on a lot of Donegal farms.
In terms of the actual effect it's going to have on the local economy, with farms expanding, there's going to be more expenditure, there's going to be contractors involved, there's going to be the spin-off for the agri-stores. And that ripple effect can be very beneficial.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like the money that's created in Donegal will ultimately stay in Donegal.
And in terms of bank credit, like how is there positive discrimination towards dairy farmers because of the opportunities that are perceived to have been out there now?
Yeah, well, like most of the main banks are pushing hard for business. In general, borrowings on dairy on Irish farms are a lot lower, approximately half of what they are in Europe. Nationally, the borrowings on Irish dairy farms are about 62,000. So, yeah, well, they're looking for business as well. Yeah.
looking ahead for a so-called typical dairy farmer in Donegal, what sort of expansion are we really looking forward to here in terms of the size of the herd? Being realistic, I mean, are we talking of people doubling in 3 or 5 years, or what sort of scale?
Well, I suppose, Chris, from the outset, I suppose the first thing that we as dairy farmers have to do is to take control of our own costs and know what our own costs are inside the farm gate. And I suppose if we are making money and profitable, it makes sense to increase numbers. But if we're not making money, listen, there's no sense. There's no sense in adding to that. Like, we have control of the cost to a certain extent within our own farmyard. So I think it's crucial that we take a look at that first. You know, we can talk about things that outside our control, but really we need to concentrate on the things that aren't in our control.
One thing that you don't have a huge influence over is the actual price that you're going to get on the open market. And in terms of projecting ahead, and that's going to be vital when you're compiling your figures, when you're looking to expand. But what's your take on what way milk prices are actually going to go in the short term and then in the medium and long term?
Well, short term, they may be maybe not just as clear what way they're going to go, but long term, the future looks bright. There's new opportunities opening up and all around the world. Like, so, yeah, I would be positive. I think this is a good news story.
And for people who maybe aren't too au fait with exactly what's going on, this extra milk that's going to be produced on farms in Donegal throughout Ireland, where is it actually going to go? Where is the extra? Where are the new markets?
Well, there's new markets opening up throughout the world. There's new types of products being developed by co-ops. Listen, China, I suppose, is a big one, but there's, you know, the African nations as well.
And maybe people don't give enough credit to the co-ops here. I mean, the likes of Kerry in particular and Glanbia to a lesser extent. I mean, they are on the global stage. They're huge companies. They're manufacturing. There's everything from the milk product additives for infants. There's the value added on there. Irish companies have co-ops have probably punched above their weight.
Yeah, well, listen, they probably have. Ireland has a great image internationally, and we need to take advantage of that clean green image, and it stands for a lot when we go to these foreign countries.
Now, the IFA president Eddie Downey, he's very optimistic about the dairy sector in the years ahead, and I know during the week you were down in Tipperary. There was a function tied in with the Kerrygold Milk Quality Award winners. And just how much do things differ between here and Munster and the real heartland there? I mean, do you learn much from trips down to places like that?
Well, sometimes we might get jealous maybe of the weather they have. Listen, it's a lot drier down there. I suppose it's more conducive to profitable dairy farming. But listen, we have to work with what we have here in Donegal, and there's loads of very good operators here in Donegal as well. So, yeah, listen, other than being slightly jealous, we'll work away with what we have here.
And in terms of the National Dairy Committee itself, no doubt the last couple of years have been hugely important, going to these meetings and just sort of trying to plan just what is the best way forward. And that's perhaps one of the big strengths of Irish farming, is that views can be taken on board and developed, and the whole lobbying of ministers and indeed Europe.
Yeah, well, IFA do lots of good work on that front. Like, you know, we probably meet every 6 or 8 weeks there, and there's loads of, there's a big effort goes on every day we meet there to keep on top of the current issues.
We've seen a lot more a shift towards the whole organic sector and how branding Donegal, branding the use of grass-fed animals and things like that. That also is an area of growth that we can promote ourselves and the clean green image.
And there's no doubt about it. Like, we have to use our competitive advantage, and, you know, maybe lots of times we complain about rain, but, you know, rain grows grass. There's lots of regions of the world that would be delighted to get the amount of rain that we do, and you know, that clean green image, that grass is, you know, the cheapest thing that we can get into cows. So yeah, it's very important that we keep that image.
In terms of the actual land, things like improved drainage and the grants available, is there anything coming down the track there that can help efficiencies?
Not in the form of grants, to the best of my knowledge, no. I suppose, you know, lots of people would be keeping on top of their soil fertility and doing regular soil tests and seeing what the results are and applying their fertilizer, you know, accordingly. So, you know, Chagas would do good work there on that front. So.
It seems that for every bit of good news, sometimes there's a counterbalance somewhere else. And I know there's been some comments about environmental risks from the expansion of dairying in some quarters. But against that, Eddie Downey and indeed a lot of farmers will say that, you know, the farming community has invested heavily in environmental measures on the farms, and we've probably never been more environmentally friendly.
No, like that's for sure. Like, you know, water quality has improved, you know, over the last 10 years. There's been lots of money spent over the last period of time. So, yeah, listen, I would say we're well on top of the environmental side of things.
And in conclusion, Lawrence, from a Donegal point of view, you would be positive that, you know, the dairying sector is going to be able to capitalise on the abolition of quotas and that the prospects are very positive.
Yeah, that's definitely the view I have. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next number of years, and I would say my glass of milk is half full.
And in terms of just the numbers of farmers involved, do you think we will actually have more people working on farms in Donegal?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, once numbers increase, you know, it's something that farmers have to look at. Can they afford to employ labour? You know, how many extra cows do they need to keep to pay for to justify those labour units? But there'll be other spin-offs, and the co-ops as well. Like there'll be people employed there also. So yeah, there definitely will be an increase in employment as a result.
Lawrence McNamee there. And just time for some livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers making €4.15 to €4.20 a kilo. Heifers €4.25 to €4.27 a kilo. U-grade bulls €4.20 to €4.25 a kilo. And R-grade cows €3.95 a kilo. Sheep prices, hoggets up to 24 kilos making €6.10 a kilo. Spring lamb up to 20 kilos making €7 a kilo. And ewes €3.50 to €3.60 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for another edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.